Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, three words I want you guys to all remember today and talk with your children about. Drop, cover, and hold on.
What?
It is time today to drop, cover, and hold on.
The Great Shakeout.
It's here, baby. Do you know what to do in the event of an earthquake? While it's a phenomenon not often felt in our area, the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency is participating in a drill today and warning residents that a major fault line still stretches throughout the state. It's the New Madrid Seismic Zone. It's centered around southeast Missouri. And according to the state emergency management folks, it experiences 200 small earthquakes annually. Most along the line are too small to be felt, but bigger ones have been felt as far away as Louisville and Cincinnati, Ohio. If a 7.6 magnitude earthquake were to happen in this area, the Kansas City area could feel up to a magnitude 6 on the modified Mercalli intensity scale, according to Missouri emergency management officials. Because of that, today is the Great Shakeout. It is the annual earthquake drill. You are to drop, cover, and hold on.
And make sure you're not near any large pictures or grandfather clocks or really anything that could topple over on top of you.
We were supposed to do this at 10:16 a.m. I was at the store.
And with the Great Shakeout, if you are ill-prepared for an earthquake, it's your own fault.
Get out.
Now. Out.
Drop, cover, and hold on. So, how long do earthquakes last? Like a minute, 30 seconds, something like that?
I've only been in two.
I slept right through the last one here. One a couple years ago everyone was talking about.
I was in one in Alaska, but we were in class. I was in elementary school. And I remember that one it felt like it lasted forever, but it was probably 30 seconds. And then, say again?
Anywhere from a few seconds to several minutes. The Great Alaskan Earthquake in 1964 was a 9.2 and lasted 5 minutes.
Wow. And you just got to be thinking, I'm dead.
By the way, the world is ending.
D'Angelo died the other day, too.
I keep wanting to say R&B singer. The R&B singer, not the vacation actress.
No, D'Angelo.
Got it.
Yes, he died the other day as well. For the record, Ace Frehley, for all accounts, is still alive, but is on life support. You slept through that earthquake a handful of years ago?
Woke up the next day and everyone was like, oh my God, did you feel it? I'm like, feel what? I would not know to drop, take cover, hold on. Or what are we supposed to do? Drop. What was it? I already forgot.
It's drop, hold on, hold kiss on. Your ass goodbye.
Drop, cover the back of your neck, and hold on.
Drop, cover, hold on. Yeah. I would not have been able to do that because I was sound asleep.
I was
more laying down, snoring, and not paying attention.
I told this story the other day. I think it was on Monday. When Jesse was here, I remember distinctly I was laying in bed at my house in Roland Park, and that was an older home with old windows and everything, and It was just about 7 o'clock, right before seven, because I remember I had it on Channel 9. I was going to watch Good Morning America and just lay in bed for a little bit. And Stella was losing her mind.
Yeah.
I mean, losing her mind. I'd never heard that dog bark like that in my life. And I sit up in bed and I go, Stella, what the? And I thought that there was somebody in the yard, you know, like a meter reader or something like that. I had no idea. But she is just completely going out of her mind. And I'm laying in bed and I'm trying to get the dog to shut up.
Because animals know.
She knew before it happened.
Yep.
And then about 15 seconds after I got her to stop barking, I could feel the window shaking. Well, I couldn't feel it. I could hear the window shaking throughout the entire house.
Yeah.
And I thought that some big dump truck or, you know, garbage truck had just driven by. And I'm watching the local news, and I don't remember who the meteorologist was. It might have been Bender or Katie Horn or somebody.
Did he say to drop cover and hold on?
No, they didn't. They said drop cover and we're about to die. They came on the air and said, I don't know if you guys felt that, but we just had an earthquake here in Kansas City. And I can't remember, Sam, can you look up, if you would be so kind, what that registered? I thought it was like a 2.7 or so. It was about probably, I would guess, 8-9 years ago.
2016?
That sounds about right.
Stand by.
5.6. What?
5.6.
Well, I don't remember it being that strong.
Oh, it was. That's why it was such huge news.
But it was in north central Oklahoma.
Yes.
300 miles from Pawnee.
But we could feel it here.
Or sorry, 300 miles from here.
Yeah. So when they're telling us to stop, drop, and do whatever.
Right.
Hold on.
Are they actually telling us to practice that at home?
At 10:16 today, we were supposed to do that.
So we were supposed to just
wherever you were.
Just drop.
Wherever you were.
Hold and hold on.
Well, since we missed out at 10:16, I think you guys should do it right now.
I do too. Should we do it in tandem?
I think this is a terrible idea.
No.
I'm not getting on
drop.
The ground.
Now, let me see what it says again. We've got to get it right because it's a specific order. You can't drop last. That makes no sense.
It's drop, cover, hold on. And yes, the carpet has not been cleaned since 1960.
I'm not getting on this floor.
Drop. Well, you take your life in your own hands.
Well,
then. I will.
I'd rather die than get on this carpet.
And it would be your fault.
Drop, cover, hold on. Really? Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, there's even a placard. Hold, please. There's even the emergency management people even have a diagram of what you are supposed to look like as you drop, cover, and hold on.
Now,
and
you guys are doomed in there because of all of the overhead, like TV,
the lighting, and everything.
Yeah. They'll start coming down. You're done.
Listen to this. This is helpful. If you are in bed, stay there, hold on, protect your head with a pillow. Stay away from buildings, walls, and power poles if you're outside. Driving, stop where safe, turn on your hazard lights, and stay in your car.
Why?
It would be pretty dumb to get out of the car.
Well, why would I stop?
Well, don't stop in the middle of highway traffic. It says stop where it is safe, turn on your hazard lights, and stay in the car until it passes.
Okay.
Is it going to shake you off the road?
We need to make a song out of that. It is time to drop, cover.
We can do it to the beat of pop, lock, and drop it.
There you go. Drop, cover, hold on.
Okay.
It's the great shakeout. Shakeout?
The great shakeout, yeah.
CNN now reporting that former Trump advisor John Bolton has been indicted this afternoon by a federal grand jury. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.